Don Quixote, the Original Manuscript, written by Miguel de Cervantes, narrated by Geoffrey Giuliano and the Windmill Players.
Icon Audio Arts.
A whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Don Quixote is a Spanish novel by Miguel Cervantes. It was originally published in two parts in 1605 and 1615. A founding work on Western literature, it is often labeled as the first modern novel and is considered one of the greatest works ever written. Don Quixote also holds the distinction of being one of the most translated books in the world. The plot revolves around the adventures of a nobleman from La Mancha, who reads so many chivalrous romances that he loses his mind and decides to become a knight errant to revive chivalry and serve his nation under the name of Don Quixote de La Mancha. He recruits a simple farmer, Sancho Panza, as his squire, who often employs a unique, earthy wit in dealing with Don Quixote's rhetorical monologue. Don Quixote, in the first part of the book, does not see the world for what it is and prefers to imagine that he is living in a knighted story. When first published, Don Quixote was usually interpreted as a comic novel. After the French Revolution, it was better known for its central ethic that individuals can be right while society is quite wrong and is seen as disenchanting. In the 19th century, it was seen as social commentary, but no one could easily tell whose side Cervantes was on. Many critics came to view the work as a tragedy in which Don Quixote's idealism and nobility are viewed by the post-chivalrous world as insane, and are defeated and rendered useless by common reality. By the 20th century, the novel had come to occupy a space as one of the very foundations of modern literature.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?